Well, that is 50 Cent. Curtis Jackson?
Curtis Jackson.
And his first pitch was not great. Just a bit outside. What can you say? Think he opened up a little early?
Yeah.
Get that front shoulder?
It's good. He never had a choice between playing for the Mets or being a rapper, so.
Ordering
orange batteries. Dude, that's funny as hell. We should tag Ernie in that.
I'm going to. I'm ordering custom DualShock 4 light bar decals.
Huh?
For my PlayStation 4. You can get 7XL on them. Gotti Jr.
You're gonna have to show me a picture of what this looks like.
I'll send you the link. Let me tag Ernie in that post first. Smart kid.
Yeah. He could have done a better job and covered up more of the orange on the terminal side, though. But
at least he tried.
Yeah. He did good. Dude, this A-team is fucking hilarious. Watching... Jesus Christ. Watching... Oh, Hannibal just gave Hulk a grenade to throw. Because, of course, he's stronger than anybody who can throw it further. I love it how nobody gets shot. Now, no matter how many rounds gets fired, nobody ever gets shot.
Nope.
It's hilarious.
I just sent you the link.
Got it. It goes on your controller.
Yeah, because that is an all blue light bar. It'd be so trick. Chicks are gonna dig it.
Like a decal goes over the blue light bar. That's it.
Oh, that's all it is.
Oh my lord.
Well, it seems like something you would buy if you had a PlayStation 4.
How much is it?
$2. $2.75.
Okay, that's reasonable.
$1.49 for shipping. Hey, how come I can't tag Ernie in that post?
Really?
Yeah, maybe drop me as a friend.
Let me try.
Maybe he can't on the B5.
I mean, I imagine he's not like a friend of that, but still, I figured.
No, could. I'm not either.
That's true. You laugh. Look at what you're missing.
So, I'm ordering that decal. Let's
see. Shit. There you go. Won't allow me either. Damn it. You might as well just order me one a while.
Some XL?
I'll get Mace to make one for free.
And order placed. For all your RC news, check out redrc.net, liverc.com. Did Paul Lemieux win the Reedy race?
I have no idea who won the Reed race.
Damn.
I honestly have no effing idea.
Actually, I think the guy that won.
Probably that Volker guy from every single Reed.
That's exactly what Jason predicted.
Dude, why is he so... Like, even Shred RC, like, post shit about they're going to change blah, blah, blah to the Volker or whatever. Like, how can one dude be so dominant? Oh, yeah. William Perry, the fridge, is also in this episode, dude.
Wow.
I can't even make this up.
This must have been around WrestleMania.
Oh, I'm going to rewind it. Finally, there's a shot with all three of them.
This must have been when Perry was on WrestleMania.
Was he on WrestleMania?
Yeah, I think so. Well, he was on something. He's in the Hall of Fame. They put the fridge in the Hall of Fame. The Celebrity Hall of Fame section of WWE.
It's hilarious. Well, let me see what year this would have been. 1986. Bears won the Super Bowl in 85.
Okay. It's Bing.
Hawk goes, "Hey, Fridge, where's our hats, man?" Jesus. So Hawk has this tank top on that says American Made, and he's wearing, like, tight ass, like, lifting pants, and he got lifting gloves on and shit. It's hilarious.
WrestleMania 2.
Oh my god, WrestleMania 2. So WrestleMania 1 was what, 85?
I'm trying to find a date on that. Yep, 1986.
I have no idea what's on RC these days.
Have you been following RC at all?
Not really.
Me neither. It's summertime.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
I just checked to see if Jason put up his new site yet. Nothing. That thing's taken like 2 years to launch.
Dude, we should take bets on when that thing's going to finally launch. Like, I bet it won't be before August. What do you think of that?
I believe it. I hope there's a tech talk section.
Oh, tell you what. Oh, man. You want some traffic on your website? There you go.
I had like 100 handles and I used to argue with myself. Back before I was at Trinity.
Dude, before I was at Trinity? Let's see here. I don't think we had the internet yet. As funny as that is to even think about. Because I always heard... Before Trinity Tech Talk, there was a message board by Phantom. The motor guys.
Oh, yeah, like the conference or something?
Yes, and that was, like, the shit. Before Tech Talk, that was the shit.
Yeah.
And that was right around the time I switched from Associated and East Coast Motors to all Trinity. So, like, that was a big talk on the Phantom forums and shit, and, you know, I was getting mentioned a lot, but I couldn't even check it out or even comment or defend myself because we didn't have the internet.
Wow.
So I'd be like, you know, yo, I'd have to, like, hit up other people and be like, yo, what's, you know, is there anything on today? Or, yeah, it was funny.
And then I think the conference went, I forget what it was named, the Phantom Conference or something.
I was never, ever on it, so I have no idea.
Well, anyway, I'll just call it the conference. I think they started, remember they were like, okay, we're going to have to charge $10 for a username. Mm. Like, I think they were getting a lot of, you know, people like me that registered 100 handles and trash people. So, yeah, I think they went to a $10 fee, and I think it just fell apart, if I remember correctly. I might be wrong on that, but...
It probably...
Yeah, I mean, I was on there until they started charging.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you're going to try to charge. Somebody's going to go somewhere else where it's free.
Yeah, I just hung out at Tech Talk and
I had a name on there, but I never ever posted. I know it was the shit in the day though. RC, what up?
And no Jason Rona this week. He's somewhere. I don't even know where he's at.
Yeah. Who knows?
We're recording this Friday afternoon.
Friday the 30th. May 30th, Friday at 2 p.m.
What a bunch of losers. Get a job.
I have a job, and ironically, I took off today. So.
Yeah, I could tell. I was like, wait a minute, why has he responded to me at 11 o'clock?
Yeah. So, I have a nice 4-day weekend. That rules.
4-day weekend. Awesome.
Absolutely.
What are you doing tonight?
This afternoon, a little softball practice. Yeah, softball practice.
Practice?
There's two tournaments up in Tower City every year. Both benefit, let's see, the first one's like a co-ed, five girls, five guys on the field at all times. Benefits a local that has cancer, so benefits go towards her. And the one next month is also co-ed, but it's eight guys, two girls, and all the proceeds go to scholarship fund in the name of the one lady who passed from breast cancer. So for a good cause. Tons of buzz in our little area, our small community. It's only a one-day tournament. The one in July you should see Tower City in this one day. It's like a gigantic party. It's insane. The ball field behind my parents' house is where the finals go down, and you can't find a parking lot like within a quarter mile of this field, because there's like literally hundreds and hundreds of people back for this tournament. Luckily enough, my parents live right there, so I just pull in the driveway and park there. But yeah, that's definitely an exciting time of year for our area. June and July. So, cannot wait for that. Definitely like...
High pop fly. That one be a home run in a phone booth.
Harry Carey. Besides like St. Paddy's Day being my most favorite time of the year, these two softball tournaments are my favorite. So, there's a lot of build-up. Last year, my team was co-champs, which means...
It rained, right?
Because the championship game got rained out. And I'm not talking like, oh, a sprinkle hurt. It was torrential downpour. There was a lot of people like, of course, these people are drunk by 7 p.m. They're like, why didn't you guys play, man? Just play in the rain. Like... Yeah, that would have been fun for, like, an inning. But, like, we're talking torrential downpour for, like, a good hour straight. So, I know. Two innings into the game, it would have been like, all right, this just completely sucks ass. The field was wrecked, you know? What are you going to do? So we just did the co-champs thing. I have all the confidence in the world that we would have went out and beat that team. The day, let's see, you play like three prelim games and then like a semifinal to get to the final. All four games we won by a minimum of 10 runs.
Yeah, you were killing it.
Yeah. So, there's no doubt we would have killed it. And our pitcher, you're going to like this, his nickname, Black Mamba. Yeah, having a good pitcher is definitely like, key to slow pitch stuff, and this dude got some nasty stuff. So plus, you know, he was the only black guy on our team, and quite frankly, as I think about it, he's probably the only black guy in the whole tournament. Some dude I work with, you know, been friends with for years, last year I realized, no, he plays softball. He's a pitcher. He's awesome, and he got he got power for days at the plate. So, contracted him to a 2-year deal last year. And yo, the funniest shit was like people up here like, just like, who's this guy? I never seen this guy. What's he doing? But man, dude, he got like slow pitch. He got like knuckleballs, curveballs. Like it's crazy.
So what you're saying is he can throw a pitch better than 50 Cent?
No doubt. Speaking of that deal, you know, I heard a lot of theories that he did that on purpose because he has an album releasing in the near future.
What's it called? Wide Left?
No. But you know, like, think about it though. How that first pitch is like, it's gaining a ton of national news. You know, it's covered everywhere. Look at this pitch, 50 Cent there.
Yeah, there's no way it could be that bad, right? I mean, God.
Well, here's what I heard, that his practice throws were like, fine. You know, all his practice throws were good. And he comes up there. I couldn't even try to throw that bad, dude. That was pretty bad. You know, his whole windup and you know, his stance and everything looked pretty legit. And then he goes to throw it, and you know, the best was the camera guy he almost hit. Like, he brings his camera down and has like this funny smirk, dude. It was pretty good.
The only thing I'm addicted to right now is winning.
Yeah. Dude, I'm addicted to winning. And I can't wait for next month. A month away, bud. Saturday the 28th. You should come up. I mean, down. But I know that won't happen, so it don't matter.
Well, for that big, if you make it to the finals or whatever that big day is.
I'll tell you what. The one you want to come to, without a doubt, is July 26th. Because that tournament, they break it down. There's like a serious bracket and a fun bracket. We play the fun bracket. But you know how I compete. Like, it's not fun unless we're kicking ass. You know, it's fun, but we're very serious about it. Like, the quote-unquote serious bracket is like guys that all they do is play slow pitch leagues and travel for tournaments and shit. Like, this is what they do. This is it. And they modified it last year to be all wooden bats. No co-ed in that. The fun quotes, fun league is, fun bracket is co-ed, single wall aluminum bats. You know, some of the teams that show up are honestly doing it just for fun because they're terrible. And we'll like 20 run these guys. But, you know, the top tier teams, top three or four teams, got some legit players. And they have a rule that you can't have more than 3 league players on the team, which is good because at that point it would be like, all right, you pretty much have a serious team in it. So that's a good rule, and they police it. So looking forward to that. Going to start practicing now for those tournaments. Because the my alma mater, Williams Valley girls softball team, lost in the district championship last night.
No!
Heartbreaker. 2-1.
Heartbreaker, dude. Last year, Williams Valley won the state championship single A. First state title of any sport our school had. And it was just like, it was unbelievable last year. I went to probably 90% of the games last year. This year I hit up all the home games, and then as soon as I got into the district March, went to all of them. They were undefeated all season. Last year they didn't go undefeated, I think their final record was like 22-4. But our district, District 11, is for softball, is so competitive, dude. Like, and only one team, just because of the quantity of teams in it that are in it, only one team comes out of it. Unlike some other districts that have a lot of teams but subpar teams, it's pretty much like if you get out of the district, you're gonna have a good run at states. So played Minersville and ended up losing. It was a rough one. But
now I see Minersville goes on to play Bloomsbury.
Yep.
That would have been kind of cool, Williams Valley and Bloomsbury.
We played them last year up in Bloomsburg, and I think it was like a 4-2 win. Like, it was a tight – honestly, it was after the districts, it was the tightest game we had because the state championship game at Penn State was – it was incredible to be there. At Penn State against this last year, the team Williams Valley played and beat. They were double A state champs last year, so this year they were in the single A state finals. Williams Valley beat them 13-0. Mercy ruled them in the championship game, dude, which was like insane. So yeah, it was. I mean. You know how they say, it's harder to stay at the top than it is to get to the top. And believe me, I know all too well about that. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, after winning last year, there was expectations. But teams in our area, you know, Minersville, we beat two times this year. You know, it's hard to beat a quality team three times, you know, without a loss. So, yeah. So that's over. And
so I guess you should have lost the two games.
Or one of them. And you know what? Maybe a loss during the regular season wouldn't have been a bad thing. You know, kind of like bring you down to earth, you know. Yeah, focus. You know, refocus. Yeah, for sure. So... that's over. Now, there's three of the girls on the team play on our slow pitch tourney teams. So I wasn't gonna have them practice slow pitch during their, you know, march to the states. There's no way I was gonna do that. So now that that's over with, we're practicing tonight. So
we talking about practice, man. I mean, how silly is that?
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
And, I mean, slow pitch is more about just, you know, base hits. Base hit them all day long, you're going to win, period. And especially the first tournament, how it's five girls, five guys. You got a bat, guy, girl. Like that, you know, you gotta rotate guys and girls. So honestly, you're only as good as your weakest link. And the five girls we got on our team are all fucking ballers. So
pardon the French.
So, my apologies. So dude, I expect to kick some ass this year.
Sweet.
And the team name is 7XL Titty Committee.
Love it.
Because, you know, like, all the teams have funny names, like, towards boobs, like, Booby Battalion or Breast Saber, stuff like this. So I came up with Minnesota Twins being my favorite MLB team. Their logo is TC, Twin Cities. And people around the area, like, ironically, one of the Little League teams around here uses TC, like the Twins hats, as their team hats, because it's Tower City. So I was, like, trying to make a, you know, maybe play on words so I could use that logo, because I always wear a Twins hat. Titty Committee came up with a ball and logo for the team, so it was like pretty proud of that logo too, along with the RIP logo. Pretty ballin'. I'll post it up on the RIP page so people can check it. Cool. So we're a month out, and the march to the championship starts tonight.
You gonna give a big speech before practice today?
No, not before practice, but the one game last year I definitely did. Like,
I thought you'd lay out the plan for the year here tonight.
Nah, because not everybody will be here. So once we get into it, like scrimmage mode, and everybody's there, then I'll, you know, lay it down. You know, I'll threaten people that they're not going to get, you know, they could get fired and contracts ripped up. Like the one game, the semifinal game last year. Ironically, the ex's boyfriend played on, and also the ex was on the, like,
I remember,
was on the bench, you know, for this team. I was just like, you know, it's we gotta destroy these guys.
Like, it's, yeah, he took my woman.
No, not that. You know, as
what?
He didn't take her, dude. Let's get that straight. But you know, as a competitive dude, you don't want to lose that guy. You want to effing destroy him, and we did it.
Yeah, make him go back home, make her night miserable.
And we did. And we fucking killed him.
Awesome.
I think we might have 15 run them.
Hmm.
So it was like
a lot of motivation.
Lots. Man. Just smile and say, good game.
Good game, loser.
Dark. But yeah, I got my cousin that lives in North Carolina. I'm like, yo, you got to come up for, you know, the July 26th, because it is honestly kind of like a beer league, like some of these teams, dude. All they do is just, you know, they show up with coolers and they drink all day from, like, we're talking first game 7 a.m. till like possibly 7 p.m. So you got guys drinking all day.
Right.
Myself, when it's over, okay, then I'll drink. I'll party then. But until then, it's all business. You're damn right, dude. It's all business. Time to kill teams. Blood. We want blood.
If you were a hot dog and you were starving, would you eat yourself?
All right. Enough about...
Welcome to the Radio Impound Podcast, softball edition.
Enough about my awesome softball team.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You know what? I might be able to make that date, too, because July 28th, I leave for vacation. And actually, we can leave. That's a Saturday, the 26th.
You driving south?
July 26th, driving south. So I'll be able to leave on Saturday, come down there, make a day of it, and leave 27th. I don't have to be there to
28th. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I might be able to make that, actually. Might come out of my hideout.
Dude, we could do interviews. Right.
Softball.
A live broadcast.
Sweet. Yeah, I could handle that.
Like, you know, put the, I put my easy up there, you know? We have, like, two easy ups for the team. You know, some people do dip into the adult beverages. You know, I might partake. A little sip here, maybe a can here, but, yeah, like I said, it's during the day, it's all business. Plus, that time of year, it's always, I mean, for the past few years, it's been hot and humid. So, last thing you want to do is get tanked during the day.
Yeah. Well, best of luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I'll keep everyone posted, though. Just follow me on Twitter. KHAN187. Keep you entertained. And speaking of entertaining, message you earlier, Esquire Network right now is running Do they run that? They rebroadcast the A team. And unless you're, you know, a child of the 80s, you don't know what the A team is. Or you saw the lame ass ripoff movie with Johnny Knoxville. Yeah. You know, that's
terrible.
That ain't the A team.
Terrible.
The OG shit from the mid 80s. That is the A team. And they run it. They're running it for like 6 straight hours during the day. So I've been watching that on my day off. Last episode was featured Hulk Hogan and freaking William the Refrigerator Perry from Chicago Bears Super Bowl championship team. I was like, dude, this couldn't be any more awesome. Did a little grilling, watch the A-Team, recording a podcast. Gonna play some softball tonight. Beautiful sunny day. Doesn't get much better.
I'm going to go play Watch Dogs as soon as we're done.
Yeah. How about that game?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I'm enjoying it. Last night, I figured out how to hack. I think I go online and start hacking people. It's just a cat and mouse game, basically. It's cool. It's fun. So what you do is you click on this map. It says online hacking. Click on that. Find you a person to go hack. It just does it all, like matchmaking.
Yeah.
So, meanwhile, so this guy's playing single player, but you can go into a single player game and start hacking that person.
Huh.
What you do is you pull your phone out. When it drops you into the game, it drops you within the same vicinity as him.
Okay.
So you just got to get a little closer. So you sneak up around, and then you press the square button on the PS4, and it starts hacking. And then he gets notified that he's being hacked, and his job is to find you.
Gotcha.
Before the download reaches 100% on my phone.
I mean,
I'll stream it later so you can watch it.
I was completely entertained by the other night you were on there. I was watching it, and it streamed very good.
Really?
Yeah. You were running around there sneaking around with your gun out with no ammo.
No ammo. I didn't know how to put my gun away. It started me off with no ammo. I guess I had to go around somewhere and find it. And I'm like, how do I put my gun away? Like, I couldn't figure it out. Now I know how to do it, but... yeah. It, literally, dude, I was the first... When you were watching me, it was the first 5 minutes I ever played the game.
Oh,
shit. I was just like, what the fuck what are you supposed to do here? But it's all about stealth.
Oh.
You know, like you described it perfectly.
Yeah, I did. I think I did.
Yeah, you seriously did. You said it's...
GTA 5.
GTA 5 meets Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, because it has that open world thing, and like, you know, you can go anywhere, explore anything. It looks like, you know, it's a third person game. It very much looks like GTA, but you gotta have that stealth, like Metal Gear had stealth. So meets, you know, the cell phone age where you're hacking shit and taking selfies.
So check it out, Watch Dogs.
I want to get it. I'm waiting for a J Concepts PS4. I'm hoping any day now my J Concepts edition PS4 arrives. So me and Gotti can, you know, experiment. In the names of science, we can experiment on Watch Dogs Online.
Good game.
Jason Ronan.
I didn't think I'd like the game too much because I'm
Yeah, you were. Yeah. You're not feeling it before you even bought it.
Okay, it came out on what, Tuesday?
Yeah.
Yep. And I would say for a good week, I put in solid study time on this game.
You did.
I went on YouTube, watched videos because I wanted to learn how. It was very confusing to me. How you can go into somebody's single player game, start hacking, and then my other question was, what is the purpose of me hacking? What am I downloading off his phone? Like, what am I doing? But basically what it is, you want to get 100% download so you can get points to rank up. Now if he spots me before the 100%, I lose points because he found me.
Okay. Can't you just, like, take him out right there, like, just shoot him in the face?
And then I have to escape. I can't kill him. I have to evade him. So I have to hop in a car or something and take off, and he'll trail me, and because he's trying to kill me to just totally wipe me out then. And, man, it's a lot of fun, dude.
Here's what I do. Once you get that 100%, like if you're escaping in a car, you get that 100%, dude, I just drive back and run him over. That's what I would do.
Once you get the 100% download, it's done. It's over.
Oh,
like it just takes you right out of his game then.
Ah, shit.
But it's all seamless. Like it just, there's no loading times or nothing. Like
that's cool.
Yeah, it's just like as soon as the 100% download happens, you get your points. It shows how you ranked up. But you still see the city around you and everything, and it just pops you back out, and you're into the city then without the guy that you invade, you know, hacked. Mm-hmm. And then you can go right back into your single player campaign, or you can just go right into matchmaking to find another person to hack.
Yeah, this sounds like exactly how you would want it to run.
Pretty seamless. Or somebody like I hacked somebody, was successful, got out of the game, and then I was being hacked. And then I was like, oh, shit, somebody's hacking me. So I had to go around and try and find them. You pull up your phone and then you profile each pedestrian that's on the street. And it'll tell you if he's the hacker or not.
How long? What's the
duration?
And
then once it says you profiled him, then he turns like above his head. His name will show and it'll be purple or whatever.
Gotcha.
And then you just chase him around then.
What's the duration to, you know, for you to either hit 100%, or if you're the one getting hacked, like how much time do you got to find that guy?
Man, I would say it's, you know what it is? 5 minutes. Yeah, 5 minutes.
Oh, wow. That's a decent amount of time.
It is. Yeah.
Shit.
So I have 5 minutes to find him if I'm being hacked. And,
sounds fun. Looks awesome. I do want to get it.
Yeah, it's really cool, like, when you're hiding. Like, I was hiding behind this mailbox or something, you know? and I was at 94%, and I could see him come around the corner. And he's, like, profiling everybody to see if they're the hacker. And I'm just, like, sweating bullets because I'm like, come on, 100%, come on. You know, it's, like, it's pretty cool. It adds some excitement to the game.
Yeah.
Kind of get that, you know... SOCOM, I guess you can't compare it to SOCOM, but you get that feeling of accomplishment like you did in SOCOM when, right. Like, if you're the last guy standing and you beat the two other guys. Oh, man, I love that.
Dude, ain't no better online game than SOCOM and SOCOM 2.
Yeah, and I can't wait for H-Hour.
In my opinion. When's that?
H-Hour is looking for investors. They got the funding to make the demo so they could present it to investors. So, I mean, they're thinking 2015, late 2015. But I don't know if you watch those videos I sent you. It's SOCOM.
I sure didn't.
The makers of SOCOM, the original. Yeah, I know you don't watch them.
Who was? Some I do. I was at work or something, and I was like, I got that. And I was like, oh, I'll check it out when I get home, and completely forgot about it.
David Sears, who made SOCOM 1 and 2, the lead designer of it, is making H-Hour.
And dude, if he could replicate that.
he has, man. He has, and it's awesome.
What was the name? I remember Zipper Interactive. I think that might have been the second SOCOM.
Yeah, Zipper Interactive.
I forget, but man.
Yeah, that's them.
Dude, PS2, if you know what we're talking about, you know. SOCOM 1 and 2, dude. That's when games first went online, multiplayer stuff. God. Man, those games were just...
Up to 4 or 5 in the morning playing. And...
Oh. Just playing them all day and night, dude.
Yeah, so H-Hour...
I play the same, like, 3 maps all day and night.
Desert Glory, man. Desert Glory...
Dude, best multiplayer effing map ever. There's a couple in Halo I really love, but Desert Glory is always going to be my favorite. I'm gonna have to check videos now.
Yeah, go on YouTube, just type in H Hour, Google H Hour, whatever. You can visit their website. And but David Sears is the name of the designer of SOCOM 1 and 2, and he's doing H Hour.
Damn. Sounds too good to be true, man. I hope it goes through.
So do I. Coming to the PlayStation 4.
Sweet.
PC.
Yeah. Whatever. Talked to one dude at work. I'm like, I know he's a PS4 and he's all about, you know, he's all into video games. I'm like, oh, did you get Watch Dogs? Nah, yeah, I'm getting it for PC. I'm like, why? And he told me this whole thing, like, you know, PS4 graphics are this, and then the Xbox One's graphics are even less. So you're not going to get, like, the full, you know, the full thing graphically unless you use PC. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure PS4 graphics are just that bad. You can't play it.
I'll link you a video to YouTube. IGN did a comparison video between the Xbox One, PS4, and PC.
Really?
And basically all three of them are right on par with the PC. I mean, the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4, right on par with the PC. I mean, yeah, obviously PC's going to – they got bigger graphic cards and stuff like that.
Right.
It all depends what PC you have. If you have a shitty PC, you're
not. If you have a shitty PC, it's going to be – it's going to be worse than a PS4 or Xbox One.
Right. So IGN did this thing with a maxed out, whatever, an ultra PC. And
yeah,
really, there's not that big of a difference, dude. I mean,
yeah, except a console is 100 times more convenient. Thanks.
More convenient. less hackers. Hackers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll link you that YouTube video. I watched it last night, and I'm like looking at the PC and the PS4 version, and I'm like, man, there's really not that much of a difference. I mean, you could see some, you know, texture differences here and there, but nothing to take you out of the game. I mean, nothing's gonna make you say, "Oh Christ, I wish I had a PC."
Yeah, I don't. There's no games that I'd. No. I'm a console guy, man.
Anything RC?
Yeah, we were just wondering who won the 3D touring car race. I'm guessing Volker, but I...
Everybody knows but now but us. I was just wondering if my buddy Paulie won. That's all. TeamGravityRC.com.
You know, I just saw one of the newest links on... Yeah, here you go. Live RC. You know, it's on the front page. You know, the one of the three things that rotate back and forth is it says, "Ready, race coverage." Oh, click on it. And then it says, and then it goes, "Coverage starts Thursday, May 22nd. So, why is it on the main page? What?
I couldn't even find the results, to be honest with you. I looked today real quick. I'm like, where do I go for these results at?
Uh-oh. Fire alarms up in Bewick.
That's the air raid alarms. The west end of the town's raided in the east end.
probably another crack house up in flames or something.
Yeah, meth heads.
Meth house, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah, they call Berwick Methwick. because we got a lot of meth heads that are running around here.
That's crazy, dude.
My buddy works at the hardware store down the street, and they come in, they cannot keep Drano in stock.
Oh my God.
Clear tubing, can't keep it in stock.
Jesus God.
And what they do is, like, they can call the cops if the guy comes in and he buys lithium batteries, Drano, and clear tubing. But what they do is they just come in for clear tubing. Yeah, they come in separately, or they'll send someone else in. You know, one guy would come in for clear tubing, the other guy would come in for the Drano. And the other guy would come in for lithium batteries. Lithium batteries you cannot find in Berwick. Like, you go to Kmart, it is completely sold out. You go to Ace.
I see. Okay, I'm not up on my meth baking skills, so what the hell is lithium batteries for?
I don't know. They crack them open, and they use something from the inside.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Have they tried lipos?
That might be an industry. That might be the... Yeah. Well, Ernie might be able to tap into that industry.
Lambos are so popular, yes.
You got to start gearing your advertising towards meth heads, you lipo RC guys. Yeah, but it's funny because you cannot find lithium batteries, or it's hard to even. It's almost embarrassing. Like last week I actually needed Drano for my sink,
shit.
And you know, you feel. I go to Kmart, I grab Drano, and it just looks bad. It just looks, you know. I'm surprised the clerk didn't say, "Hey, the lithium batteries are over there in the corner if you need them too." I just feel like. It just makes you feel bad for buying Drano.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
Yeah. I see you saw that link I tagged you in.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
How funny is that shit, dude?
The best and worst.
Ceremonial first pitches.
This is funny.
You gotta. I don't know how to do it. Like, maybe. How do we get that on the Radio Impound page? Because. Fans would probably dig this.
Yeah, I'll put it up right now.
Yo, Bill Clinton threw a good one there, too. Bill Clinton, George Bush, Snoop Dogg.
It's on our page.
I mean, that's hilarious, man.
Best and worst. Now, what's okay, it shows where the ball went.
Is that it shows a strike zone in the middle.
50 Cent all the way to the left. Baba Booey all the way to the right. That's good.
Look at Michael Jordan's pitch. High and right, like... Way high and right.
He didn't have enough. I bet you the ump called a strike on that. Dude.
Take that, Jason.
Bill Clinton, man. God, George Bush. Look at the strike zone.
Vern Effin Troyer throws a little high, along with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Stone Cold right there.
Yeah.
Greg Maddux. Wow, come on, Greg Maddux. Isn't he a pitcher?
I saw that. And thought the same exact thing, like, what? And then look at Nolan Ryan's pitch is far right, like.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
It's inside by like 5 feet.
Cookie Monster.
I don't even know.
That's awesome. Kim Kardashian. Oh, there's the Hero Cat. I was just going to ask you, did you see that pitch by the Hero Cat?
I don't know what a Hero Cat is.
The Hero Cat's a recent YouTube sensation. He saved that kid from the dog.
Yes. Yes, yes. Gotcha.
Oh, Santa Claus. Look at Santa Claus down there with Mariah Carey. That's cool. I just posted it to our page, by the way.
That's pretty good. Howard Stern Show, baby. The best. Yeah, dude. Hey, I'll give a shout out, RC shout out. I don't even know if anybody down south has this show, whatever. Greg Cummins, shout out to him. Dude from North Carolina. He, along with some others, totally revitalized King Speedway, RC Speedway. That tri-oval that I've claimed many race titles there, blah blah blah. But yo, this track was just, the dudes that ran it, they went out of business, so just nobody raced this track. And he has before and after pictures, dude, of the track is amazing. From what it was, like, overgrown with weeds, bushes, like, it was insane to how they, revitalize it, patched, cracks on the track, and even like shaved down the one bump that came out, coming out of the one turn. There was this like a significant bump coming out of two. They shaved that down, painted it, fixed up the driver's stand and stuff. They held a race the other weekend. They even held an enduro race. It was the Kimbrough 400. So, man, the King Tri-Oval is like as good as it ever was, and checking out pictures from it, man, it's like, god damn, I'd love to be there to race on the track these days. Like, honestly, my favorite track. They made it like a 10 scale, basically like a 10 scale Charlotte NASCAR track trial. And back in the early mid-90s, that track had huge races every year. You know, so that was the first Nationals I was ever at. I didn't race it. It was 1992. They had the 92 Payville, Roar Payville Nats. Rob raced it, Rob Cutman. And we drove down separate, met up with them on like Friday or Saturday, whatever. And from there, we drove down to the 92 Dirt Oval Nationals, which was in down at the Sugar Bowl in Georgia. So that was my first race. That was my first Nationals ever. So we drove down, watched the Roar Payville Nationals, which was like back in the day, man, Payville, I mean, there was probably like 400 entries there, dude. It was sick. Just to like be there, witness that, then go race Dirt Oval Nationals. But King was always like, I don't know, there was something about that track. It was just like, it was like a perfect RC Payville track, man. But Greg Cummins and these guys just did a freaking amazing job on this track. And Chris Smith, who I used to compete with back in the day, he works at a shop that's right down the road from there. That shop's called King RC. And he also helps out a lot. I think he calls races, you know, brings the timing equipment and stuff to run races. But, man, I'd like to give a little shout out to those guys because they did a hell of a job of, like, restoring that track. It's something to see if you can find before and after pictures of that track. And what's really cool is Greg has, like, dude, Greg has so many old school oval cars, like Lynx 2, you know, TRC, Composite Craft Lynx 2, and a like Bolink LTOs. He broke out all these old cars, kind of like a, you know, like a little museum he put together at the, you know, at that race he had the other weekend. It's very cool to check out pictures from there. And the guy's like he does like body work and paint on full scale vehicles. So he'll go back and just for the hell of it, just do like a Chris Dosik paint job, you know, and it's like spot on, dude. It's perfect. Did like a Bud Bartos replica NASCAR body, dude. It's pretty cool to check out. Especially if you were familiar with the, you know, the mid 90s racing.
They have a Facebook page?
Let me see. Let me search it on the interweb. King. Yes. Let me just make sure.
Oh.
Yes. The Facebook page is just called King Super Speedway. this track though. Man, just looking at the track, it's like, man. I just like the wheel of car around there one more time.
Yeah. There's good YouTube videos of it too.
Yeah.
They have the 2014 opening day up there.
And the dude's name is Greg Cummins. So he is, dude, I'll just go on his page and check out some of his old school cars and stuff just for hours. It's just fun to look back on shit like that. So give you a little shout out there, Greg and King Super Speedway. Just a bravo for the RC community there. For as many times as, like, you know, me, my brother, my dad travel there every year, multiple times a year. That's like the one thing, like, I don't know, just, all right, you know, looking forward to another race at King.
Looks nice, man. Look at the photos.
Yeah. Yeah, that track was the shit, dude. Track was fun. Did a couple enduros there. That's where Custom Works own Rob Cutman won the Pro Car Formula America World Championship.
Oh, really? That's where it was at.
That's where it was, dude. And that's where, for the Pro Car Worlds, and I think I got this right. Do I think pretty sure Joel won. But I'm trying to think if Dieter was leading. And, you know, Dieter's leading, you know, killing it. But come on, Dieter can't win it. If Joel's in second, Joel's got to win this race, you know what I mean? No matter how fast Dieter is. So, you know, you kind of get the team orders and... Yeah, I vaguely remember it, but I'm pretty sure Joel won that. I know he won the national out in Mattoon, Illinois, where I think I finished sixth at that one. But I remember that one for sure. Dieter was, like, strolling away with this race. And it was like, oops, Dieter's slowing up a little bit. There goes Joel.
I got some audio from when Rob Cupman won that the Pro Car World Series Championship.
Ooh, let's hear it.
You are challenged by the game of baseball to
do- Oh, that's not it. Never mind. That was your speech last year, wasn't it? After your...
That was it. After the co-champs run, yes.
Yeah, after your co-champs run, Kirby's speech from last year's championship run.
You are challenged by the game of baseball to do your very best day in and day out. And that's all I've ever tried to do. Thank you.
Very emotional, Kirby.
Yeah. Definitely, you know, almost brought a tear to my eye, but I held it together.
Here's Rob's.
The only thing I'm addicted to right now is winning.
Hey, and you know who else won a world championship that year, that day? Hotshot Sales.
What? Hotshot Sales?
Yes.
Oh, Captain Discharge.
Yes. Hotshot Sales, dude, taking the world by storm. Oh my God, that's too funny.
Well, good job, King RC. That looks great.
Yeah.
There you go. There's some applause for you.
Yeah, he even had like a dedicated car that had a GoPro on the front windshield.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, it was a pretty cool perspective, taking laps. Yeah, he even did like a, you know how back in the day in the velodromes, they always did a speed run? He even had like a speed run class. And I guess the only, I don't know the exact details, but you had to have, you know, it had to be a two-wheel drive pan car. Everything else was pretty much like, have at it. So this one guy ran pretty sure the guy that won, you know, had to have a custom works, I think it's a bullet wedge from back in the day. You know, like a late model body. And apparently he won it. So not a great track to have a speed run at, but still, it's still fun. You know, it's still like, all right, let's see what you got. See if you can top this kind of deal. I did one speed run in my day. Back, oh my God, where was it? I think it was like Indianapolis had a velodrome. Probably the best velodrome, but it was never really, they didn't have like a gigantic event there like the Thunderdrome.
Right.
You know. But this was a nice, like, it was a smooth velodrome. I had this, I was running for Hyperdrive at the time. And it had cells down each side, you know. So it was like we ran a 12 cell car. And then Protoform had a speed run body at that time. It was like this funk. I only wish I had pictures of it. It was like the body was called Isdara, which I remember. I don't know how I remember that. Isdara speed run body. And it's like, how do you even practice for a speed run? Like, how do you tune a car for a speed run? Because you're never going to run a car with that much weight and, you know, that kind of speed. So it's like, the car didn't handle the greatest, and I didn't really... Like, I think I went faster with my regular 4-minute car than I did that thing. But, you know, it was neat to be like, hey, let's give this a shot. So, yeah.
And unofficially, Kirby broke the 200-mile barrier. It just wasn't really recorded.
Yeah, I mean, we had it on... Dad had it on his stopwatch, so...
Yeah, so those guys out there trying to break 200, Kirby did it years ago.
Years ago. Yep, brushed motors and NICADs.
Yep. Hey, I got a question about that car, the speedrun car.
Yeah.
You ever take it off any sweet jumps?
Pegs, shocks, lucky. No, I never did. Never did. But what was it? See, the famous, the Thunderdrome, I think, was in Dominguez Hills, California. And the only other velodrome I was at was a Norca National. Norca, all right. Norca.
We're going back.
Norca Nationals in, Jesus. If I heard the city in California that this sucker was in, it would come to me right away. And I want to say it was like a shit. I'm upset. I can't remember the city, but it was like when you think of like earthquake faults and stuff. Some reason that strikes my memory as, you know, like the name of this city that it was in. Anyways, because actually out there was the only time I've ever experienced a slight earthquake. Was at that race, and there was a bump going into three, and I ended up the one race, like, hit the bump and shot up the wall and broke a steel spring T-bar on my car.
Oh my god.
I was like, holy shit, that hit with some force. I think I finished second at that Nationals. That could have been number eight. What? But, yeah. Why can't I think of the name of that? Eh, well. And I, weird enough, the only thing that I can remember from that tournament, that race, is when we traveled and, you know, we got our baggage, got to the hotel. After that race is when I started traveling with my shampoo and soap in a Ziploc bag. Because when I got to the hotel and opened my bag, that shit was all over. Like, the shampoo bottle and soap just all over my effing clothes, dude. Because then I, like, put all my shit in the tub and washed it. Then we went out to the track and I hung it on the fences to dry off. I don't know why I can remember that, but I do. It was like 95, dude. Oh, yeah.
Hung your underwear up. Everything.
Yeah. I was like, you got freaking kidding me.
Your underoos. Scoop you on them.
Scoop, yeah. My thongs. But yeah, oval racing. That's what today's about. Softball and oval racing.
That's about all we have much time for.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, this is going to be a short show. I got to go.
Yeah, dude.
What the hell? Are we missing anything? I had some shout outs I had to give, but, you know, shout out to the Berkowitz crew for running our logo.
Yes.
At the Region 4 Championships, or whatever the hell you want to call
it. Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Riker Gattenby.
Yeah, we could. Hey. The rip karma is effing real. Let's put that out there.
This weekend, I text you over the week. I said, man, over the weekend, we had, like, tons of victories out there.
Yeah, dude.
See, we're Region 4 champs in two-wheel drive and four-wheel drive. Short course, Riker. Yeah, Riker Gattenby took Region 4 stock.
Killed it.
Course. Rip logo flying that.
Yep.
Kirby posted a great picture of him building a TRX-1.
Oh, my God.
I'm going through our Facebook page.
Go. I almost had a six-pack back then.
TRX-1 throwback photo.
No, that was the Blue Eagle truck.
TRX-1 pick.
Yeah, that was Mike Stoll.
Oh, yeah, I'm reading it now. Okay, assembled this Traxxas Blue Eagle. Okay, yeah, cool.
Yeah, we were like, never built one of these. What are we doing?
Yeah. Your dad looks really into it.
Yeah, yo, ironically, real quick, that shirt that my dad's wearing is a mesh shirt, which was hot back in the day. It was the shit. Shippensburg University. Dude, he took this shirt every freaking race we went to. on the main, we're talking the mains day, 96 Pavilion Nationals that I won in 10 scale. There's a picture. My dad wearing the Shippensburg University mesh freaking red t-shirt. I don't know. Dude, it's just, you know, Rob always picked up on that. Like, this is a shirt he always wore. It was, I have no idea. Anywho, that velodrome was Encino Velodrome. Boom.
But yeah, thanks for everybody posting pictures of the RIP logo. Like, Tyler Weaver got RIP logo on his shirt.
Yeah, even Tyler. Come on, guys. Even Tyler's running our shit. I mean, that's saying something, right? Tyler's weird.
So yeah, if you want the logo, you can go to stickitone.com and get the logo there.
Boom. Your race colors match your stuff. Yeah. Hook it up.
Because the decals that I end up getting are just white.
Plain and decals. And we don't offer them anymore.
Apparently nobody liked them.
Yeah.
Because I got complaints about sending them
match
for free to people. Yeah. So match. You guys asking me for decals, stickitone.com has them.
Oh my God, there it is. Oh my God.
What?
I'm going to post this on our page. I just searched that the Protoform Speedrun body. Found it.
Special thanks out to... just lost his name on here. Anyway, Jim Desmond.
Yeah.
Making YouTube videos, putting our logo up there. Thank you,
Jim.
WFO Raceway.
Ryan
Jim
Host.
Desmond runs Power. Well, he told me to see silent. So it's P-O-W-R-C-R for his Facebook page.
The C is silent. Jim, what the heck?
I thought it was Power Racer, like, somehow.
Jim,
but,
Jim, too much sun out there running those mail deliveries. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Come on, Jim. All right. But he runs a webpage that handles all the tracks and our Facebook page that handles all the tracks in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. So,
yes, quite a nice library there of tracks that if you're ever wondering in the, you know, three-state area, hit that website up.
Yeah. What's going on for the weekend? He keeps you up to date. WFO Raceway, we're sponsoring another race out there, the trophy race they have coming up June 14th.
Boom.
Tale of Two Cities has a race this weekend that we're sponsoring. I think you just Google that, and interesting race comps up there. They raced a month ago, and they're racing this weekend, and I guess they combined the points. Not sure how that works. And that should be it.
There you go.
I'm sure I'm missing something. I know I was going to give a shout out to a few guys, but I'll do that in the next show. Time is short. I have to go. But it was cool. Yeah. Thanks for sharing those interesting softball stories, Kirby.
Yeah, man. And, dude, if you can, for real, come on down that day, that Saturday. It's a good time.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. But, yeah, it looks like I'm free. So, all right, Rip Nation, we'll see you next week.
Yeah. Hey, we figured, hey, let's throw a show out there. You know, I know our show is like heroin, and you need your fix, so here's your fix. Sorry there was... small RC, but well, not sorry. And have a good weekend.
See you next week and return to Jason Rona, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Can't wait for that PS4, Jay. What up? Let's go. Later, Rip Nation.
Thank God this show is over.